Begin on Daf Lamed Vav on the days the Mishnah Masna Adam Al Eruvay. We now begin the sugya of Bereira. It's a big sugya. Sugya appears in many places in Shas. And here it appears. It's one of the major mekomos of Bereira. So Masna Adam Al Eruvay, the Omer person can make a tnai with regard to his Eruvay. He can say he puts out an Eruvay. He puts out more than one Eruvay to Chumen, and he makes a tnai that whichever one he wants to be chal should be chal, and he makes this, he decides which one he wants for the very first time on Shabbos. So Masna Adam Al Eruvah, again, it's Lamed Vav, Mebeis the Mishnah, a few lines down from the top. We're going to go very quick. Masna Adam Al Eruvah Be'ev Yomer Imbo Nochem Min HaMizrach. He knows that the city's under attack. He does not know where they're going to come from. Will they come from north or south? If they come from the Mizrach, Eruvah Lamav want to run away. So which way do I want to run? I want to run away in the opposite direction to the west. Min Hamar. If the Goyim come from the west, I want to run Eruvah L'Mishach. I want to run to the east. I need an additional 2,000 Amos and go to the east. Now, of course, it's not Pekuach Nefesh. Pekuach Nefesh is a Pasha. You don't have to. Ain't Dabar B'Vnei Pekuach Nefesh. The Goyim are coming to kill the person. There's no Shail. Of course, he can do everything to do. Talking about it's not Pekuach Nefesh. You just want to avoid the conflict. And Bo L'Kan L'Kan. Let's say Goyim come in both.
You need to do something if it's Pekuach Nefesh.
I don't have to talk to Hatzalah. Hatzalah, they know these shilas very well. Because they... What? I don't know, like Shnaim Shasul, they have Hatzalah also. They know they can carry the equipment together. So Shnaim Lachadarai, so Shnaim Shasul, there are a lot of different shilas. You have to... I don't know, in advance, and then before Shas begins, I don't know the answer. I really don't know. It's Lachayra, it's a Hutra, a Dukhuya, Kuch Netesh, a Kabanas, it's a Sugya. I don't know the answer. Let's say the Goyim come on both sides. The Goyim come, they attack from north and from the west, from east and the west. And then I will decide, I will make a decision on Shabbos to go in whichever direction. Let's say they don't come anywhere. So that you can decide on Shabbos, I don't want there to be an air period. I want to be able to walk 2,000 amos in all directions. Instead of being limited to go one direction, 4,000 amos, I want to go 2,000 amos in all directions. So basically, we have here the concept of Bereira. A person on Shabbos coming to make a decision exactly what he wants to do. And whatever he wants to, that's going to trigger Limafreya. Retroactively, Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, that's going to activate one of the two Eruvin. In Bo Chacham and Amizrach, Nanu Hanu, another example. Here, another example. Let's say Chacham, the Talmud Chacham comes to give a shir, so you want to be able to go to the shir. So if he comes from the Mizrach, all you know is that a Talmud Chacham is coming. You do not know if he's coming from the east or from the west. In Bo Chacham and Amizrach, Eruvil Amizrach, and Amaruvil Amarav, Bo Lakan Lakan, Mokam Sher, it's Eilech. Loy Lakan, Vloy Lakan, Harnikim Neiri, nothing. Rabbi Yehudu, I marry him, Hoyacham, him, Rabbi. He says, the Rebbe Chizan, Luno Gea, the Sugi of Erevin, he just says that if one of the two Talmid Chacham is your Rebbe, you have no choice but to go to your Rebbe. In other words, let's say I can go east to my Rebbe, or I can go west to my best friend. So your friend is not your Rebbe, just he's a much better schmoozer than the Rebbe. So what do you want to do on Shabbos? Do you want to have a good schmooze, or do you want to go have a good shir? So the Rebbe Huda says it's a double bar that a person wants, the Pintel Yid, he wants to go to a good shir, and therefore you have no choice. It's not a matter of having a choice. If you find that the Rebbe comes to the north, you have no choice. The east, you have to go. Rabbi Huda it's a Rabbi. It's a very interesting concept. We don't pass like this. But Rebbe Huda says you must go to your Rebbe. Look at Rashi. Rashi, Dibur Hamask, let's tour it higher up. In Bo Lakan Lakan, Vyachamihem Rabbo. If someone comes in both directions, one is your Rebbe, Yelech Eitzel Rabbo, Veloy Eitzel Chok, two Chacham come. I tell you a friend. I mean, one is a Chacham, there are two Chachamim. But one of them is your personal Rebbe, you have a Shaychus too. So you must go to your Rebbe, Veloy Eitzel Chacham. Why the Kodom, the Kim Le Begave, incredible expression. We are absolutely certain that Bishas Knias Erev Daite Lemikne Le Ahu Erev de Litzad Rabbi. Because that's the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah person wants to go to the Rebbe. He just didn't know. That's according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We've seen the Rebbe disagree. They'll not necessarily, just because this is your Rebbe came to the east, you want to get, you want Amol, you want to go to another Chacham, you want to hear another Shir. It's not only your Rebbe, it's Rebbe Chedesh. Then and Rabbi Yehuda agrees with both of you. Rabbi Yehuda, Mokam Shiyur, say yes, you can go wherever you want. Then you can make a decision on Shabbos. Seemingly, Rabbi Yehuda here is of the opinion that Yesh Bereira. We'll discuss this in much more detail soon. But for now, the Gemara says, Kiyosu Rabbi Yitzchak, Tani Ibcha. He learned a Braisa, and the Braisa, everything is Pum Fakert. If the Goy comes, the Nachim come from the east, Pum, that's exactly where I want to go. I want to engage them. I want to go to the east. If the Nachim come to the west, I want the Erev on the west to be triggered. I want to engage them on the west. If the Rebbe comes on the east, I'm running away. I don't want to see my Rebbe. I'm going to the west. If the Rebbe comes to the west, I'm going to the east. So we have a stira. He turned pum fakert. So the Gemara says, Ibcha kulam asnis. He learned the mission the other way around. So the Gemara says, Kashya nachm nachm kashya nachm nachm. The Gemara answers, nachm nachm kashya ha bifar hagavna ha bemori demasa. Bifar hagavna means troublemakers. Goyim, tax collectors. They're coming to collect taxes, so you want to run away. They're coming to collect illegally. No, it's tax day. It's very good for April 15th. So on the eve of April 15th, is Ma'amish the tax. Over here, we're not dealing with tilling. Chazal tell us there are illegal taxes. When in time Chazal, they charge overcharged. So when they overcharge, you have a right. It's legitimate for you to run away and not pay more than you are really obligated to do. And if you want to run away, which means the mayor is coming. When the mayor is coming, you want to Adam, you want to go and visit, see the mayor, you want to present him with all of your complaints, or you have to give him cover, you have to give him kabbalim. So therefore that's how we answer the steer. Our Mishnah says that if the goyim are coming, you're going to run away the opposite direction. Our Mishnah is discussing tax collectors that are coming, so you're running away to avoid them from stealing your money, and talking about illegal taxes. And when it says in the Brayis that if the Nachma coming on the east, you're going to go and run to the east to Mekabel the Goyim, that's referring to the mayor and the town officials who you want to greet, so you can tell them all of the problems and have them solve your problems or give them honor that they are deserving of. Next, Chacham Chacham Lekasha. How do we resolve the seer of the Chacham? The Chacham, Chabamoyse Pirkei, Chabamikre Shema. That there are two types of chacham. There's a chacham that's giving a shir, a daf yomi shir, and there's a chacham that's teaching the children how to read Kriya Shema. Now Rashi adds a lot more detail that if the Rebbe that's coming to teach the children how to read Kriya Shema is coming from the east, automatically it means that the Rebbe, the chacham that's going to give the good shir, is coming on the west. Because why would you want to run away? It doesn't make any sense. Just because he's coming to teach the Aleph Beis, so you're running away. So Adarabah, you bring your children. You bring your children to that Rebbe. So it means here, there's more. It's Ikar Chosam and Asefer. It means that you know that one, the one that's coming for the children is coming on one direction, and the other Talmud Chacham that's coming to give the more involved Shir that you want to attend is coming in the opposite direction. So now when it says that you're going to go in the opposite direction, that means that you discovered that the Chacham that's going to teach the Aleph Beis, the Kriya Shema, to the children of is coming to the east, therefore you want to run away to the west. Okay, so that answers the Stira. Simple, so far so good. We have a Sugi in the Mishnah that basically teaches the concept of Bereira, and then we have the contradiction. We have the answer. Different types of rabbeim and different types of nachem. Right. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hayu echa mehem. If one of them is your rabbi, if a chacham is coming on both sides, chacham are coming on both sides, and one of them happens to be a rabbi, automatically you're going to go to the one that is your rabbi. So the rabbanan disagree. No, you can decide on Shabbos for the first time which one of the two chacham you want to visit. So what's pshat in the chachamim? The Gemara answers, rabbanan zimn denichalei b'charvei tvei mirabei. Chiddush. Sometimes you want to go to your achavre, meaning your friend, more than your Rebbe. Your Rebbe, your whole week you go to the Rebbe. So you want a little bit of a change. Whatever this means, you want some stimulation by going to a different Chacham, and therefore you have the right on Shabbos to make that decision and decide which direction you're going to go in. Vaita. Amar Rebbe, now we really start the major sugya. Amar Rebbe, lesa l'masnisa mid tani ayoy. the Mishnah basically taught the concept of Bereira. You have Chachamim are arriving for the very first time on Shabbos. The Chachamim, it's not out of their tum. The Chachamim, when they're arriving, they're traveling within their tum. You first discover on Shabbos where they are arriving, and now you on Shabbos are making a decision for the very first time, and now you go, and that decision will trigger retroactively the Erev Tchumen which you set up Erev Shabbos. You set up two Eruvim, each Erev is a contradiction to the other, and you make a Tanai. You basically say, well, I don't know, the Erev has to, is Chal, the Erev is Chal, Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos, Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos, I don't know which one I want to be Chal, I don't know if I want the one on the east or the west to be Chal, because I don't know where the Chacham is going to come, which direction, so on Shabbos, I'm going to make a decision, and that decision that I make is going to go backwards in time, retroactively, Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos, the one that I need will be activated. That is a tremendous chiddush. You're playing around with time. You're playing around. Who says you can do such a thing? So this is the chiddush called Bereira. You make a decision now, and your decision now affects the past. A time machine. The lamas of Bereira is mamish maver al harayim. Because everything in Chol Tarakul is linear. You know, we live in a world of zman. Only by Hashem is there a thing of hoya hoy of the year. By us, we live in the present. You can't, the past is the past. You can't change history. So in that halacha, you can set up something and you can say that the status of this item is going to be dependent on what's a future event. You can do such a thing. It's tremendous chiddush. And that's exactly what the Mishnah says, you can do it. You can do it. And the Gemara is going to discuss is maybe you only can do this when it comes to a Din D'Rabbanan. We learned last week, when it comes to Eruvei Tuchum, being that it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, it works with a whole different set of rules, which are not really practical, which are not in the world of reality. Okay, it's because of Din D'Rabbanan, so Chazal were extremely lenient in how it works. When it comes to a Din D'Oraisa, maybe they will see the Gemara, they will say, not so fast can you say Bereira. But at least, putting everything aside, the Mishnah on a very similar level says there's such a concept called Bereira. Along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, whatever it says in the Mishnah, you should ignore. The Mishnah is not Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah is the Mishnayos. It's Gemara. It's Daf Yomi. But it's not Alibud Hilchasa. It's not Asuke Shemayos Levilchasa. We don't pass. Why? Because we have a Tana called Ayoy. That's his name. An unusual name. Ayoy. His name is Ayoy. And Ayoy says there's no such thing as Bereira. You can't go back in time. You can't set up a situation that an event now will depend upon the outcome, what's going to be in the future. And then retroactively, we'll say that it happened. Omar Rav, lesser lemasnitz, and the Mishnah shaloi kehalacha. Why miditone ayoy? Because of the brisa that was authored by the Tana, whose name is Ayoy. The Tani Ayoy. What did he taught? What did he teach? Ayoy is not teaching his own personal opinion. He's telling us a tradition of what Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda said. Now that's very important because we in the Mishnah learned about Rabbi Yehuda, and we're going to go through whole Shas every time Rabbi Yehuda he says a halacha, and we're going to have to see if Rabbi Yehuda is correct or not. If that fits with what we learned ever. Ayoy is telling us a chiddush in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and basically there's no such thing as a Bereira. Tani Ayoy, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Adam Masne Al Shnei Devarim Kech. You can't do this. This is illegal. Ella, the best you can do is Im Ba Chacham LeMizrach Eruv LeMizrach V'Im Ba Chacham LeMarav Eruv LeMarav Avol LeKan LeKan Loy. In other words, you cannot make a decision on Shabbos. What you can do is you can set up an Eruv and you can make a Tanai. If the Chacham comes on the east, then maybe we should read the Rashi better. Maybe be very clear. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ayah al shnei devarim." Look at Rashi. Rashi di b'mas al shnei devarim. Loi ma bo lekan ulekan lemokam she'eret se'elich de'in breira. So Rashi, it's very, you have to be very careful what he means in Bereira, because there is a little bit of Bereira, but basically, if the best case, the classic case of Bereira is where two Chachamim arrive. One arrives on the east, one arrives on the west. Okay, two Chacham arrive. And therefore, the ball is in your court. It's Shabbos morning, it's 9 o'clock, and now you receive a report that two chacham have arrived. You now are making a decision on your own at this moment in time, and that's going to determine what the status was yesterday. That is illegal. But even Ayoy in the Shita of Rabbi Huda agrees that you can make a Tanai, that you can put down the Erev in two locations, on the east and the west. So the Rabbi Chiddush, this does work according to Rabbi Huda. And if only one Chacham comes, if a Chacham comes to the east, oh, that means I'm afraid that the Erev on the east worked. If a Chacham came on the west, if only one Chacham, then it came. Because I am not making a new decision on Shabbos. The decision was made for me by someone else. Everything was put into motion before Shabbos began. I put out the two Eruvim, I made the Tanai, wherever the Chacham comes, that's the one that will be triggered. The Chacham, only one Chacham came in one direction, so automatically it was triggered. The only time we don't say Breira is when you have to make the decision for the very first time on Shabbos. So we'll give him finish up that Rashi. Rashi makes it very clear. There's a lot of lumness, a lot of Rishonim, a lot of Torah and all, and this whole sugi, but here's just the very basics of what Rashi says. So one more time that Rashi says, I'm going to make a decision now. But let's say only one Chacham is coming. Yavo is the future tense. It's very important. He does not know where he's going to come. You can make a Tanai. I can put down two Eruvim, one on the east, one on the west, and make a Tanai that whichever one the Chacham will come. Shabbos morning at 9 o'clock. That's the one that should be triggered. That's going to work. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Huda. Right in the Gemara. So now the Gemara is the kasha. What's going on? Ma'ishno lekan lekan deloy dein beira. So the Gemara says that that's the case. That he's Gemara's kasha lemizrachu lemarav nami ein beira. Okay, we're going in steps. So the Gemara is saying, think about it. It doesn't make a difference if you don't hold a beira. What difference does it make if you make that decision? You now have to make a decision on Shabbos. Or if you put all the variables in place before Shabbos and you let a computer make the decision. It doesn't matter. When is the Chacham arriving? The Chacham is going to arrive 9 o'clock the next morning. Again, the Chacham doesn't have an issue of Eira because the Chacham lives in a different set of different areas. So he can go wherever he has no problem. But the point is, the Chacham is first arriving on Shabbos, and that means on Shabbos itself we have to retroactively activate the Eruv from before Shabbos. Okay, it's true, you're not making that decision now. The decision is being made for you automatically based upon the rules and guidelines you set out before Shabbos. The computer is making the decision. But Seif calls Seif, the decision is being made now on Shabbos to activate something retroactively. So in Lundis, the Gemara is asking a very powerful question. This is exactly the same thing as where you make the decision on Shabbos. It's a chilek that should not be mechalek. It's an enechlami. It's a lamed shavard. And the Gemara is bringing out this chilek. It's a very important thing in the Rishonim. When you go through the whole sugya throughout Shas, this idea, there's two different types of brera. The Gemara is laying out the principle, but the Gemara here is saying that basically, as far as halacha is concerned, bottom line is concerned, if you don't know the brera, it shouldn't make a difference whether you need to make the decision now or the decision being made for you, but based on factors being put into motion. So the Gemara says, you're right. Maskim in halacha. Okay, longest, it's not so pashut. But in halacha, bottom line, you have to, it's very important, this chilek in longest, if you learn the eon. But longest, must be right, Ella. Nami Imber Omar Rabbi Yochanan Kvar Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, Ukvar Bo Chochom Ah Enoch Nami. The case is when you put the bread out on Shabbos Friday afternoon before Ben Hashmashos, the Chacham already came. The Chacham already moved into his hotel. You do not know which hotel. Did he move into the Hilton East or the Hilton West? But he already checked in before Shabbos began. So you're making a Tanai. It's not being activated retroactively. It's being activated now. I just don't know which one, because I just don't have access to the records. I don't have the code to go online and see which hotel they're in. Okay, the network is down. I don't have access. But they're already there. They're already there. That is not called berberis, where something has to happen on Shabbos to retroactively activate something from before Shabbos. Here, before Shabbos, it's being activated. I'm just ignorant as to what. Therefore, I have no choice but to set up two separate Eruvin. So that's the Gemara's Maskar. Okay, so in business, we've learned a beautiful Yisoyl in the Mishnah. The Mishnah holds the Breira, even in the most extreme circumstances, it holds the Breira. Along comes the Gemara. The Gemara says there's someone called Ayoy. And Ayoy, the Gemara right away says, tells us, Ayoy is more authoritative than the Mishnah. Tremendous. Chiddush. The Gemara doesn't do that often. To go just tell us a Mishnah, forget about a Mishnah. You don't just forget about a Mishnah. Here the Gemara says he's more authoritative than the Mishnah. And in the process, we've discovered there's three different types of Breira. What is that really called Breira? There's where you're putting up two Eruvim because you don't know what already has happened. Then we have the two other categories, which both the Gemara seems to say are the same. Now the Gemara says, Adarabba, Lesol of the Ayoy, Mimas Nisan, Pumfakert. We should say that Ayoy, who's a heavyweight? Is the Mishnah heavyweight? Or is a person, Ayoy, who we never heard of? Is he the heavyweight? Who's the real heavyweight here? What's going on here? Adraba, less the Ayoy Masnis, and we should say that Ayoy is mistaken, because if a Mishnah, a Mesecht Erevin, explicitly says there's something called Breira, does the Iker, the Gemara says, no. Loi sal, kedaitach, to hashmin, shamin le Rabbi Huda, the less le Breira. No, because we have a favorite Mishnah, we have Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda explicitly, Rabbi Huda is the ultimate Tana, Rabbi the Hanasi, by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he is the ultimate authority. He has definitely more powerful than an Ayoy. And he explicitly told us that there's no such thing as Breira. Now, what do we mean? What does the clap? What do we mean? Ditznan. Let's go one step at a time. Ditznan. What's the Mishnah? We'll see the whole process in a moment. Ditznan. But first, let's get the Mishnah. We learn the Mishnah. A person buys wine from Kus. Now, Kusi is someone that's Nechshad on not being Mafresh Chumamaiser. The Kusim were from the Shomroinim. This past week's Haftorah. There were four Mitzrayim that were outside Shomrein. Who lived in Shomrein? Who what happened to Shomrein? Shomrein was the capital of the Malchus of Yisrael, who came along Melech Ashur, exiled Malchus, the Ten Shvatim, and the capital was, everyone was, and what did he replace? He brought in the Kusim. The Kutim, they were imported from Kuta, and they took over Eretz Yisrael, and they became the Shomroinim. So they, at some point, converted, because they were being eaten up by lions, and then there was a question if the conversion was sincere, but eventually they sunk, even if it was sincere, they went back to their old ways, they were not observant, and they were semi-practicing Jews, but one thing is certain, they were nechshad on not being mafrish, truma, and maisa. So now you buy grain from a kuil. Now what do you say? You want to eat, you want to be mafrish, and you want to be mafrish, truma, maisa. The problem is, you don't have kalim. You don't have in front of you, you have wine, a barrel of wine, you desperately want to take a drink of wine, and you don't have where to take the wine, the Truman Meiser, to put into, to separate Truman Meiser, so that the remaining part of the barrel will be chulin. So in the meantime, the barrel of wine is tevel. For Yisrael to drink tevel, for anyone to drink tevel, is a chiyav misa bidei shamayim. Serious business. So what are you going to do? Solution. It's always a solution. Solution is, you'll just say that there's a large barrel of tevel, so 2%, shnei lugim, let's say there's 100 lug, shnei lugim, 2 lugim, shani osid lahafrish. Later, tomorrow, the next day, when I go to the store and I buy some utensils, some vessels, I'll separate 2 lugim. So in this barrel of 100 lugim, 2 lugim shall be, it's all mixed together, shall be truma. Because truma, we know you give, a beinoni gives 1/50th. So if we have 100 lugim, you give from 100, 2 lugim will be 1/50th. Shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish harei hein truma. Okay, so very good.
We said
this is going, I think, during the weekday, because in Shabbos it's going to be mafresh truma. I think this is going during the week. If I'm not mistaken, this what?
You're just saying
because you don't have kalim. If I'm not mistaken, this is not during Shabbos. This is you don't have kalim. This is during the weekday. This is during the week. You don't have kalim to be mafresh. You're having a meal. You're having a very chashva meal. You're having some guests are coming over. You want to serve them a drink of wine, or you need a drink for yourself. You just don't have not like today. Okay, today I don't know whatever. Sometimes even in your own private house, you don't have a plastic cup. You know, you're short, so you got to go out and fetch a plastic cup. In the meantime, you're very thirsty, so you want to take a drink. So what are you going to do? So 2K lugim shani osel lahafresh in this barrel will one day will be truma. Fine. Now we got ready. We solved the truma. But now we have 98 is still tevel. Because 98 lugim, you have to separate meiser. So what do? You separate 9.8. The Gemara is going to round up the numbers, even though really it's only 98. But we'll round up the numbers that's still like 100, because only 2% is so small. So how many do you separate for meiser rishon? Meiser rishon is 10%. So you'll say 9.8 that remains. 9.8 lugim that remains here shall be meiser rishon. 9.8 will round to 10. Harei in truma asara 10, but more precisely 9.8 is meiser rishon. How much do you have left? Now you have left 8.8. Right? You've taken away 2 for truma. You've taken away 9.8. 9.8 for... 9.8 for my so proxy of approximately 88, so a little bit more, whatever, but approximately 88. So now what are you going to we'll round it up to 90, and now you have to mafresh meiser sheni another 10%. Meiser sheni then a tisha. So you have 90 left, approximately 90 left. After you mafresh shun, after you mafresh meiser, you have 90 left. So what's 10% of 90? 9. Tisha, 9 shall be meiser sheni. Okay, now, meiser sheni is in the barrel. But you're not allowed, when it comes to truma and meiser rishon, there's no such thing as redemption. Truma must be physically given to the kohen. Meiser rishon must be physically given to the levi. There's no way you can redeem its kedusha. It's impossible. But meiser sheni, betzart hakesav yavcha, you can redeem meiser sheni and you can go up to Yerushalayim and take the money. So since you can redeem it, why should we rely upon you to one day to separate from the barrel the 9? We want you immediately to declare that I have over here in this barrel 9 lug of meiser sheni. I want its kedusha to be redeemed on 9 on coins, on cash that I have in my wallet. So right away you should make that declaration. You shall immediately redeem the kedusha of meiser sheni, if that's in the 9 lugim, on cash that you have available by staying. And now the shoyse in the yad, and you can immediately drink the remainder of the barrel. Who says this? Divrei Rebbe Meir, and put a dot there. Put a hard break, paragraph break there. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir is of the opinion, in other words, what does Rebbe Meir say? Yesh Breira. What's going on here? 2 lugim is truma. 10 lugim is going to be meiser rishon. What? I'm now drinking and drinking and drinking, and the remaining 2 is going to be truma, meiser rishon. How could I do that? But it's not yet been set aside. The answer is that when I get down to the bottom of the barrel and there's 2 left over, hovra hadavar limafreya, retroactively, that these 2 was meant to be meiser rishon. Retroactively, these 10 was meant to be meiser rishon. So in other words, Rabbi Meir clearly is of the opinion, yesh breira. Now, what do we have here? Here's what we need for our Gemara. Three opinions, it's very important. It's one against three. Rabbi Meir says Yeshber. However, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, three of them are teaming up over here together. Oishim, hold that it's Osir. Because all of them hold Ein Breira. So what do we see? You can't do this. It's not a social movement. Now it makes an assumption. It's not clear. But the Gemara makes an assumption. The reason why it's not going to work is because they hold Ein Breira. So what do we learn from this Braisa? We learn that it's clear as day. Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. You can't separate Truman Meitzer and rely upon what the end result will be to retroactively say that this was always meant to be Truman Meitzer because he holds Ein Breira. So therefore, going back to our original question, why are you telling me that the Mishnah is wrong because of Ayai? Maybe Ayai is wrong. The answer is no. We have another Beferisha Mishnah. This is a Mishnah, Ditnan. This is a Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda explicitly says there's no such thing as Breira, which conforms with Ayoy's version of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it must then be that the Mishnah cannot be possibly correct. We have to follow Rabbi Yehuda against what it says here in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, fine, okay, so that concludes this little shtickle Gemara. Ula says, no, I thoroughly disagree. I disagree with this Raf. Ula is coming to take on Raf. Ula says, Lesel the Ayoy mimas nisan pumfakert. Ayoy is mistaken. Because Ayoy says there's no Breira, and the Mishnah clearly says there is Breira. So Ayoy is mistaken. Oh, but we just quoted a Mishnah that says Rabbi Yehuda was one against three, and Rabbi Yehuda clearly said there's no din Breira. So the Gemara says something very important. This is something very good, very interesting. The answer, Ula, because this Gemara appears all over Shas. So every time you have this Shtikl Gemara, this price, you have to always remember this Shtikl Gemara, because this Shtikl Gemara is very rare, this little piece over here. But the price, the Mishnah is very common. Ula Zuzei Kitani. Zuzei here means pierce. He puts the period not after Rabbi Meir, but after Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, what did it say? It says, my mafresh truma, my serisha, my sasheni, umeichel v'sheis miyad, divrei Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda. It's not just he's putting the period after Rabbi Meir. He's hitting in a vav. It's the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Both of them agree that this is what you can do to solve your problem of not having kelim to be mafresh truman meiser. Who are the bar polok? Who's the bar polokta? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. So instead of saying it's one against three, it's two against two. And when you say it's two against two, you just push the period down one name. And who's the one that's that one name that's being pushed down? It's being included in the first group, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the principle of Breira. If Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the principle of Breira and the Ferish Mishnah, then Ayoy, who is not a Mishnah, Ayoy is not as authoritative as this Mishnah. It must be he was mistaken. We have a disagreement as to the correct version of Rabbi Yehuda. Ayoy up against the Mishnah, Ayoy is going to be mistaken because the Mishnah is more authoritative, especially now that we put the period after Rabbi Yehuda, not after Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so that concludes this little shtickle. Next shtickle. In passing, one thing is clear. The third opinion was Rabbi Yossi. And according to all versions, Rabbi Yossi comes after the period, which means Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira. So the Gemara says, now really, Rabbi Yossi, Ein Breira, does Rabbi Yossi really hold Ein Breira? V'yah tamal on a mission, Rabbi Yossi, Emer, Shtei Noshim, Shalaku es Kineim, Be'eruv, Oish Nosnu, Dimei Kineim, L'koyein, Eze, Sheyitze, Koyin Yaakrev. Two women give birth, this is the sixth Parsha. Right, this week's Parsha, two women give birth, they have to go bring Avim Lo Yisas, Yodah, a woman gives birth, they bring a set of births. and one bird is meant to be a carbon oil, one bird is meant to be a carbon chatas. And the two women, they come, they give to the kohen four birds together. They just give the kohen four birds. The kohen, he takes the four birds and he can do with it whatever he wants. He can offer the first two as two are supposed to go oilos, one for Rachel, one for Leah, and two chatois, one for Rachel, one for Leah. So which one is the oilo, which one is the chatas, which one is for Rachel, which one is for Leah? It is up to the decision of the kohen. Whatever he does, chuvra hadavo lemafreya, that this is what the women purchased birds for. The money was given for this purpose. So the women do not have to specify at the time of purchase that this is my set, and within my set this bird will be an oil, this will be a chatos.
But it's a different bird.
That's exactly the point. They do not need to make that specification. They can just together give money. They'll pool together money. They'll buy two sets of birds, and they'll give the kohen the two sets of birds, and the kohen will offer four birds: one oila, one chatas, one oila, one chatas, two oilas, two chatas, and each one in half kavana. One set will be for Rachel, one will be for Leah. And hover hadavel lemafreya, that whatever the kohen decides to do later on, that's exactly what the money went for. The money was meant to go for initially the chatchila. So what do we see from Rabbi Yossi? He clearly holds of the principle of Breira. How then can you tell me how we have a direct contradiction in Rabbi Yossi here when it comes to the sugya of halakech yayin mibein akusim and you don't have kelim? Rabbi Yossi holds ein Breira. You can't go do this whole technique of say that the two will be truma, 10 will be meiser, another 9 will be meiser sheni, you'll redeem the meiser sheni and you'll eat right away. You can't do that because the bread only works with the principle of Breira. Here, Pharisee says there is Breira. One more time, the word inside. The son of Yossi in Breira, of Yatam, of the Mishnah, Yossi, and Meshtay Nashim, Shalakush, Eskinem, Be'eruf, mixture. They just put, they joined together, they each contributed $5, $10, they gave to the Gizbar to buy the four birds. Oish Nasnu Dinei, the Shanas, the Mekinem, the Kohen. They didn't even buy the birds. They just gave the money to the Kohen. And now the Kohen takes the money, the Kohen himself buys the birds, so the Kohen takes the birds. Whichever one of the two women he wants. So what do we see? We see this Breira. The Gemara says, no, that's not the case. The case is going, there the case going when the woman made a tenai lechatchila. In other words, what is Breira? Breira means, and this gets a little bit complicated. Breira means when you make a decision now to affect something retroactively. Here, they made a tenai. It's a very delicate difference between Breira making a tenai. So let's see the Rashi inside. It's a little bit confusing. Rashi inside. Kamash Mulan, to go very careful, this Rashi. Kamash Mulan Kirav Chista. Sha'afal pi, Shahoyo kol Kain v'kain, bifnei atzmo, even though each bird, each set, Kain is a set of two birds, was in the separate, Ela shalokhum biyachad, they purchased the two sets together, v'sal k'day d'chamina, al korcho mikol Kain, tzorich lasois chatos, v'oilo, v'lo yucho lasois min Kain u'echad, shtei oilois l'shtei hanoshem, mikain asheni, beis chatos, d'lav adato d'hochi yahavinu. This is the Harmina. In other words, originally, what did the women do? The women each gave a set. So their original intent was this set, we'll call it set A and set B. Set A is for me. Set B is for you. Set A is for Rachel, set B is for Leah. That means if set A is for Rachel, it must be that one bird from set A is an oila, and the other bird is a chatas. That's what they have done now. That's what they have put into motion. They have put into motion a process where my set is for me, for Rachel is for Rachel, and it has to be one bird is a chatas, one bird is an oila. Now, here's a chiddush. There's a whole new lamdas in Breira, which requires lam or in, which I don't know. But now the gemara in the Havamin is, how does Breira come into play here? The kohen receives the four birds, and he decides that from the set of Rachel, he's going to offer two oilas. One oila is going to go for Rachel, and the other is going to go for Leah. So he's going to now, at this point, undo. He's being oiker. He's being oiker what Rachel and Leah put into motion in the very beginning. Oh, it's a different type of Breira that we're accustomed to. Because when we learned the Breira in the previous staff with the Eruv, what happened in that classic case of Breira? You put out bread, it's Parav of bread. It's Parav. It's, this is not gonna, not unless they have two Eruvim, an Eruv on the east, Eruv on the west. It's not yet been determined if this Eruv will be activated. Right now it's just in a waiting state. Now on Shabbos you're going to make a decision. You're going to make a decision now, or an event is going to occur now, which will retroactively trigger, it will take the bread out of its state of waiting, of power, being power, and will be activated. Here we're doing something much greater. We're undoing to a certain degree what was put into motion. Now it's not 100% being undone. There's a lot of lumps because here it was not yet specified in each set which one will be the chatas, which one will be the oila. That appears to be why the Gemara allows Brera to work. If it's not 100%, it's still begeder in a state of waiting. But it's not really waiting. It's been designated, we have a set, this is for Rachel, this is for Leah. If this is for Rachel, one bird must go as an oila, and one bird must go as a chatas. Along comes the Kohen, he makes a decision now that retroactively undoes, uproots the designation that this is only for Rachel, and he decides what both birds of Rachel's set are going for oilas, one will be for Rachel, one for Leah. Both birds of Leah's set are going to be chatois, one for Rachel, one for Leah. That is a form. It's not exactly the same as our Sugya Breira, but that it definitely uses Breira to even a greater extreme than what we are accustomed to until now. Yes?
But weren't they two different? One was a pigeon, one was a pigeon.
No. We're dealing with that's a Torah, Ben Yod, have a choice. This is a case of where she's bringing one set. One set, they're both the same. They're both the same. All four birds, to make it similar, all the same. Four birds, and there's a need for four different offerings, two chatois, two oilois, one for one woman, one for the other woman.
So this is not talking about yoledes?
Same, right, yoledes, correct, yoledes.
The Gemara here is not talking about yoledes?
We're talking about yoledes. We don't need to get into those details. I'm very confused with those details. That's not important to our sugya. All we need to know, it's a very simple case, the woman number one needs to bring two birds. They're exactly the same. The other woman also needs to bring exactly the same thing. They bring a total of fine, you let us. One oil, one chatas.
The same bird.
You bring a set of birds. What's the issue here? You bring... No. This is simple. This is not the issue of the Gemara. Each woman is bringing a set of birds. A grand total of four. And the Kohen here is making...
Why do they bring
a
four? They have to bring two of one kind and two of another kind.
No, they don't. Two of the same kind. Each woman brings a total of two birds.
Right.
That's it. Two birds.
But they were both yoina?
Yeah. Let's say they're both yoina, all yoinas. Four yoinas. Yeah. Correct. All the same. Yes. No. All the same. In this case, all the same. You're getting confused with different complicated situations. Besech tekinim. They're all exactly the same, and the only issue over here is who are they going for? We're coming on to but it's the Havamina. Back to the Rashi. So that's what we thought over here. So Rashi is in the Dibur Masuk Kamash and Krav Chista. Go down two lines. So what's the chiddush? Since they did not specify this whole part of the havmin of Breira, they did not this bird chatas this is the Gemara's answer. From this Rav Chis's answer, let me listen to the words. Will explain. Afilu kivam liachar lekicha. Even if they specified after lekicha, yochol hakoyin lasos kimoshiyir. So the Gemara is giving an answer. The Gemara is saying no. There is no breira. This is not a case of breira. It's a gezeres hakasa because The case is going where the women, at the time of purchase, this is a gzeres hakasov, at the time of purchase, when they gave the money, they did not specify what the birds are, who they're going for, and what they need to be. So they're completely parif. In the Havamina, take a step back. In the Havamina, when they purchased the birds, we assumed the case was, or that it was, I'll tell you about it. Before it came to the Kohen's hands, it was already specified that it must be for a certain function. And now the Kohen is undoing that. And the only way he can undo that is with Brera. The Gemara is saying that's a mistake. The birds were never, ever specified. They were pyre from the very, very beginning. If they were pyre from the very beginning, there is no Brera. Brera always has to be when you do something now, and when you do now, retroactively undoes something, or does something retroactively. We don't need to come on to that. The women, they purchase birds. The birds are parif. The very first time they will get their designation is when the Kohen decides, I'm now going to offer it. I'm going to do Malika for Rachel, Oila, for Leah, Chata, so on and so forth. There is no retroactive change that is taking place. In the Hav, I mean, we thought that when the women, they gave the money, or even before, after they gave the money, they decide. They bought it, they have it, they decide, this is for me, this is for you. If this is for me, oh, that's it, it's a done deal. The Kai now is doing something different. How could you do something different? Brera, retroactive change. No such thing. The only time you have it, this is sugi to itself. This is Sayyid Chizza says, women do have power. Let's not make any mistake about this. They have power to designate birds. But they must make that designation at the moment when they give the cash to the registrar. They must give the cash to the gizbar. That moment they can make a decision. If they fail to make a decision at that moment in time when they transfer the money, it's too late. They can take the birds, they can take them home, they can have them grow. You have to know, you can't go more than a year, you have to know the Zmanim. But they can take them home, you can stand the whole day and scream, I want this to be for me, I want this to be my oil, my chatas. It's meaningless. You lost your chance. The only chance you have is when you give the money. If you don't make that decision then the next time it gets designation is when the Kohen actually does the Maisa Malika. So in the Havamina, we thought that either they have the power to make that decision after, or maybe even they didn't make that decision when they actually purchased the birds. When they purchased, they make that decision, they purchase the birds, and the Kohen is doing it, oh, that's Brera. Or if the women have the power to make the decision after they purchase the birds, stop, it's also Brera. The Gemara says, no, we want to be Mechadish here, very Chiddish. That the women gave the money, they did not make a decision. And they did make a decision afterwards, before they gave it to the Kohen. And now the Kohen is going to make a decision, is going to make a new decision against what they said, and that works not midin Brera, it works because what the woman said after she gave the money and took it home is meaningless. Because the Torah does not give a woman authority to make a decision on the birds if she blew it the first chance when she gave the money. That's the Chizur of Chiz. Let's see the words inside. So the Gemara answers, Omar Rabba, no, this is nothing to do with Brera. How can you go and challenge Rabbi Yossi Stira? Hasam kishahisnu, they made a t'nai. Meaning, according to Rashi, when they purchased the birds, they said, whatever the Kohen wants, whatever you want to do, we're not making any decisions. So the Kohen is not undoing anything. If they made no decisions, they purchased and they said, we're quiet, we're just buying 4 birds, and let the Kohen do whatever he wants. Not the Memra. I need a mission to teach me this. There's no chiddush. The Gemara says, no, there's a very big chiddush. You know what the chiddush is? They start out, note conditions. And then after they buy it, then they make the conditions. Those later conditions are meaningless. Kamash mon k'Rav Chisda, Dima Rav Chisda, Ein hakinin misparshois. Am I saying that word? Misparshois. They cannot be specified. Ela ibele kichas be'olim. either at the moment of purchase or ibiasias koyein, and the mela, it's too late for them to make the decision. The birds are parif, and the first time that the birds are designated is at the moment of malika. So there's no retroactive activation. There's nothing happening here in lamafreya. There's no din of brera. Okay, right. Next question. So far, Rabbi Yossi is safe. It was a danger zone. We got nervous. We had a challenge, obviously, but we were able to wiggle out of it. But the Gemara is not so happy now. The Ella, now it's attempt two. The Akati, Savra, I'm not finished yet. The Akati, he's not safe yet. The Akati, Savra, Biosi, in Breid. Is it really true? The Bryce puts Biosi at the end of the period that he holds there's no Breid. You cannot, you cannot come onto this Lomdis of 2 and 10 and 9. You can't do that. But look at the following halacha. V'yotanya amorit sh'omar l'chover kach li'aguda achas shel yerek a galuska achas or a loaf of bread a galuska yofe einoi tzorech la'aser divir Rabbi Yosi. You don't need to take off ma'isa when you give it to the amorit v'achomar mim tzorech la'aser. Now here's the case. Let's discuss the case, the lomish case. An amorit says to amorit, the balabos, he's in charge, he has a worker, and the worker or a friend, and the friend is a chover. Chaverim are very makbid on Shuman Meister. Not only that, chazaka, ein dover that's not mesukun will not leave the brishus of a chover. If a chover sells you something, you can be 100% certain the chover was already mafresh Shuman Meister. The Am Haaretz says to the chover, do me a favor, go into the market, go to the market and buy me some vegetables or buy me some bread. The chover goes to the market and he buys two loaves of bread. He buys two bundles of vegetables. Chover takes one for himself and he takes one for the Am Haaretz. The one for himself, of course, is going to be mafresh Shuman Meiser for himself. The one for the Am Haaretz, he says, it's not my problem. He's an Am Haaretz. This we learned last week. This Shaila, the person, how careful you are that your friend should not do an Avera. I'm not here to be misaking the world. It's not my business to be misaking the world. The Am Haaretz, he wants vegetables, he wants bread, he doesn't know the halachas. Not my problem. If I was selling it to him, of course I have an obligation. I'm not allowed to sell to an Am Haaretz something which is not misukah. But I'm not selling it. It's his money. I'm buying it from the market, from another Am Haaretz. So I'm just the middleman. It's not my business. None of my business. He wants to be mafresh shmaisa. He doesn't want to. That's not my problem. But here there is a problem. The problem is you, when you went to the market to buy for him, you also bought for yourself. And now you bought what's identical. You bought for yourself something which is identical what you're going to give to him. So when you give to the Am Haaretz one of the two loaves of bread or one of the two bundles of vegetable, maybe what you're really doing in Lomdis is you bought it for yourself, and now in turn you're selling it to the Am Haaretz. If you wouldn't buy anything for yourself, you just take his money and you go to the market and you would buy. I'm the middleman. I'm not selling nothing. I'm just a shliach. But now that you're buying for yourself, I'm buying two, and I give him one, I bought one for myself, one for him, so maybe in halacha we should say that what you're buying, in each individual stalk of vegetables or each loaf of bread, maybe that was the one that I bought for myself. And now when I'm giving it to him, I'm selling it to him, so then we have a problem. I'm a chuyev to mafish chum and meiser, because chazok in chover moitzi mitachas yadav v'shen v'sokin. So here it says in the Brayso, Rabbi Yosi himself tells us, he says, einoy tzorich la'aser. You don't need to separate. Why not? Breira. Because the one that I give my Dam Haaretz, Huvra Hadova Limafreya, this was always meant to be for him. And what I keep for myself was always meant to be. So I'm not selling him nothing. I'm giving him what was meant to be. So if you hold Ein Breira, then you got a problem. Maybe I'm really giving him what I bought for myself. I'm selling it to him. But if you hold Yesh Breira, then it's okay. Contradiction. Rabbi Yossi on the previous daf says Ein Breira, and here it's good only because of Yesh Breira. The Chamim Eid Tzorech Laaser. The Chamim, they're the ones that say Yesh Breira, Tzorech Laaser, Ein Breira. So the Gemara says no problem. Always the best solution. Mistake in the Girsa, right? That's always the best answer. Epoch, switch it. it. It's Rabbi Yossi that says tzorich la'aser because of ein brera, and it's the Chacham that say yesh brera. Okay, so we wiggled out. Very a shvacha answer, but the Gemara says epoch. You have to switch it around. No love, this just symbol gears to change. Tashma. Third attempt. Ha'oimer al-masa sheyesh li-bebeisi m'chulam al-sela shetala b'yadi. Min ha'kis? Another case, the brera. The first coin, I have my pocket 10 coins. The first coin that comes out of my pocket, that's going to be the coin I'm going to eat now. I'm going to eat whatever I want now, and when I later I'll go and I'll take a coin out of my pocket. That coin, the first coin, will be the coin that will be the redemption. Rabbi Yossi Amar Mechol, it works. Why does it work? Brera. That was this coin that was from the very beginning. So again, you see yesh brera, and Rabbi Yossi Rav Alav says ein brera. Same answer, epoch. Switch it, and this is the chachamim. Emor say Rabbi Yossi, switch it around and say emor. Rabbi Yossi Amar loy chilel. It doesn't work. It doesn't work because ein brera, you can't say the chuv devil mafrei that this coin was the one that was always meant to be the redemption of the Maaseh Sheni. So it comes at the last two cases we did an epoch. The Maaseh said, my chaz, the apchaz, tarti, mikam, echad, it's not fair. You're switching, we have a contradiction. We have the Mishnah of Halokech Yan Ben Akusim. And the Rabbi Yossi says, ein brera. There he says ein brera, and here he says yesh brera, and two places it says yesh. So what are we doing? The ikar is alakech yayim in akusim, and this is the mistake. We're epoch two or to one. Pumfaker. Let's say these two is the majority yesh brera. I'll be mahapech the case of alakech yayim. My choses the abchis tarte mikam mechad ebuchadum kam tarte. The Gemara says chovad. The ibchad Gemara says no. It's not really two against one. It's the other way around. It's not one against two. It's two against one because one of these two brayos is 100% a mistake. And being that one is 100, if we have a right to say that this epilogue shop will go over a little more tomorrow, out of time.